We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the Dutch government pledges 540 million euros to help the disadvantaged in developing countries. In cultural news, an Iranian poet is nominated for the prestigious Hans Christian Andersen Award. In animal news, a new species of fish is discovered in Indonesia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, April 16th, distinguished Puerto Rican poet and statesman Dr. Jose de Diego was born in 1866 in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. Dr. de Diego was also a respected journalist and orator and is considered the father of the Puerto Rican independence movement. He was the president of Puerto Rico's first House of Representatives in 1917. Among his most recognized poetry books are Poema Rosas and Jovios. This day is a national holiday in Puerto Rico in celebration of Dr. José de Diego's birth. May all Puerto Ricans have a wonderful day remembering a true gentleman, poet, and hero of your nation.
Flying news, tragic landslide in Peru. Heavy rain and the destabilizing effect of local mining activities led to a landslide in the northern Peruvian village of Retamas, approximately 500 kilometers north of Lima. Rocks and mud buried several homes, causing at least 12 people to perish. Police and other local rescue crews are working in the area, while teams dispatched by the National Institute of Civil Defense, or INDECI, are helping attend to those who have had to evacuate their homes.
On April 15th, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately pledged $10,000 to be used for the victims if needed. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $56,000 in relief supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Peru. Our thankfulness all Peruvian Rescue and National Institute for Civil Defense personnel for your quick assistance to fellow citizens in need. We send our gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support for those affected. Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the smooth recovery of the landslide afflicted to their fulfilling normal lives. May such unfortunate events as these be eased with our gentler steps and increased consideration for the environment.
Rescue efforts as Red River floods Canada. On Monday, ice jams caused at the Red River to flood its banks north of Winnipeg in central Canada's province of Manitoba. The resulting floodwater and rushing ice flows have damaged 200 houses along the river, with some who had to flee in the middle of the night as the ice waters entered their homes. In the town of St. Clements, Mayor Steve Strang reported, "There are some homes that are still sitting under 4 feet of water, and some homes that are not going to be livable again." Rescue crews saved at least 60 people stranded, and the Manitoba government has pledged to provide financial support for recovery from the disaster. Concerned for these residents, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $20,000 if needed for the most in need of help. Manitoba rescue teams and government, we are grateful for your meaningful help in aiding the flood affected. Many, many thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai, who has extended her loving assistance at this time. Our prayers that the Canadian people may soon return to their productive day-to-day lives and that potential disasters such as these subside through our greater benevolence toward each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Libya aids development efforts in Sri Lanka. During Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa's visit to Libya last week, the North African nation pledged $500 million in donated assistance towards development projects that include rehabilitating Sri Lanka's northeastern provinces through infrastructure projects such as highways and an airport, as well as initiatives to boost the nation's tourism. President Rajapaksa stated that Sri Lanka plans to open an embassy in Libya's capital city of Tripoli sometime this year. "Our appreciation, Libya, and Allah bless your kind-hearted helping hand to better the lives of brothers and sisters in Sri Lanka. May the people of both your nations prosper in mutual opportunity and friendship."
So-called light and mild cigarettes are just as harmful. Research in New Zealand has shown that cigarettes labeled as light or mild actually cause as much health damage as regular cigarettes, having about the same amount of tar and nicotine, and maybe even more carbon monoxide than regular ones. New Zealand-based Smoke-Free Coalition Director Mark Peck stated, "Don't be fooled. All cigarettes are deadly, including so-called light and mild products." Thank you, researchers and advocates of a smoke-free world, for this important study. Blessed be yours and all efforts to eliminate harmful substances such as these for the enhanced health and vitality of every being on Earth.
some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidneys cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema. Bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Sudden infant death syndrome. Infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more. For more information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com.
Queen Rania of Jordan launches second stage of nationwide school program. On Monday, Her Majesty began Madrasati Phase 2, a project to improve public schools throughout the provinces of Jerash, Ajlun, Balkha, and Madaba. The Madrasati, meaning My School program, was first launched in April 2008 by Her Majesty to encourage partnerships among various community sectors in rejuvenating 500 public schools in Jordan, which will ultimately assist some 165,000 students. Her Majesty stated, "Education is today's most valuable investment. By striving to achieve the best for our children today, we ensure they become a positive force of tomorrow. We respectfully laud Your Majesty's noble-hearted endeavors. May Allah bless you and all participating organizations for your devotion to improving the lives of Jordan's children, who surely will flourish in an atmosphere of such care."
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Chile. Our association members from the Santiago Center in Chile visited the city's subway metro headquarters to deliver a thank you letter and gifts for the metro's support in spreading the SOS message. In particular, our association members thanked Metro journalist of the Border Communications, Javiera Halon, who had given Supreme Master Television access to filming events inside the subway station. Appreciation was also conveyed to the subway's marketing chief, Adriana Saliz, who had permitted SOS and alternative living posters to be displayed in the some 40 subway stations throughout Santiago, a city whose 6 million people utilize the subway as their primary form of transportation.
Our Chilean association members also presented Supreme Master Qinghai's publications and sweets to Ms. Luisa Valenzuela of Rancagua, Chile, the owner of the school Infantes de O'Higgins, for support of center activities held in the school for the past 8 years. Finally, gifts of gratitude were conveyed to Ms. Maria Peña, administrative chief of the Casa de Cultura, or House of Culture, in the coastal city of Viña del Mar. Ms. Peña had allowed the Santiago Chile Center to hold free global warming and other seminars for the last 7 years.
We join in sincere accolades for the support of Metro Santiago's Ms. Halon and Ms. Saliz, as well as Ms. Valenzuela and Ms. Peña, for their kind facilitation of our association's activities and steadfast support of efforts to save the planet. May all corners of the globe be illuminated by shared concern and commitment to take the best course of action.
Save our planet. Heat wave claims numerous lives in Australia. According to a recently released report by Victoria State's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. John Carney, the state experienced a 62% increase in fatalities between January 26th and February 1st of this year. Within that 1 week, as many as 347 people are believed to have lost their lives to the unusual 15 degrees Celsius above average temperatures during that period, with the highest temperature topping 45.1 degrees Celsius.
The majority of the victims were elderly or chronically ill who were less capable of adapting to such sudden variations in weather.
In response, the Victoria State Government has announced expansion of a registry program to monitor and help ensure the well-being of the elderly living on their own. We are sorrowed to hear of the lives lost due to the extreme climatic conditions of global warming. Our prayers for humanity's caring stewardship of the planet to restore nature's gentle stability.
In a video conference with our association members in Australia on August 17, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed once again the importance of an animal-free diet as a solution to global warming, along with her optimism about its widespread adoption in time to save our planet.
At the point of no return, that will be rolling downhill then. No change can be taking place anymore, nothing can help anymore at that time. And there may be nobody survive, or maybe very little, a handful of people survive because of their spiritual merit. But then it will be also difficult for them to continue in this kind of condition. I don't wish to have to teach you this. There's no need to talk about this right now because we still have time. Let's hope we will change the course of the disaster. I really am hopeful. I'm feeling positive about it. I feel positive that people will change. Not only in Australia that we will avoid disaster, but everywhere in the world. That's what I am positive about. A few people will change. The majority of people will change. And I only need 2/3 of the population of the planet that change. Then we can save the world and repair the planet. And the vegetarian people will live happily on the world full of abundance, loving and kind.
Save our planet. Renowned journalist says major action needed on climate change. Internationally acclaimed Canadian journalist and author Mr. Gwyn Dyer recently was a keynote speaker at a climate change conference on the topic of the geopolitical implications of global warming. Mr. Dyer stated that with climate change accelerating more quickly than anyone has anticipated, immediate actions to address it in an open and equitable manner are necessary to avoid potential conflict. Citing concerns about global food shortages, he stated, countries that can't feed themselves will not be able to buy themselves out of trouble even if they have the money. Our gratitude for your candid assessment, Mr. Dyer. We pray that humanity realizes the simple solution of the sustainable veg lifestyle to stop the global warming trend and yield plentiful food for all.
Save our planet. Efforts to restore Lake Coronea. The ancient Lake Coronea, located in the northern Greek prefecture of Thessaloniki, has become a shadow of her former self, having shrunk in size from containing 130 million tons of water in 1986 to just 20 million tons in 1996 due to low rainfall and overuse by agriculture. Chemical fertilizer runoff and fish depletion also created an oxygen-starved dead zone, leading to massive perishing of insects, frogs, and other aquatic life. Dr. Georgos Salidis, a professor of soil science at the University of Thessaloniki, is now leading rehabilitation efforts to help restore the lake by creating a trench to bring in overflow from another nearby lake. Water levels are expected to be raised significantly, along with 4 wetland areas that are planned at the far end of the lake to help restore the complete ecosystem. Professor Zalidis, our hats off to you and all involved in the effort to restore the historic and vital Lake Coronea. With the grace of the divine, may the lake regain her original purity and beauty as we are reminded to adopt sustainable lifestyles for the stability of our environment worldwide.
Save our planet. New Zealand school plants a veggie garden to improve bodies and minds. Tamaki Primary School in Glen Innes, New Zealand, has reported that the children's concentration has improved significantly after the implementation of the school vegetable garden and the encouragement of eating a healthy diet. Funded by the Auckland District Health Board's Nutrition Fund, the vegetable garden is cared for and harvested by the children, with the produce served in the school canteens as well as sent home to low-income families. School principal Corinne Hansel said, "Eating healthily is expensive and we wanted to show our families that by growing your own produce you can cook big amounts really cheaply." Wow, what a worthy project. Kudos to Mackie Primary School for your proactive efforts to encourage sustainable living through the simple practice of planting vegetable gardens. We look forward to seeing many more schools similarly inspired to promote healthy bodies, minds, and environment.
Save our planet. Increased temperatures of global warming threaten extinction of the American pika that lives in the rocks on the high mountain slopes of Western North America.
Save our planet. Nepal's Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperatives announces that 41 of 75 districts in the country are facing food shortages this year due to the population growth coupled with prolonged drought.
And I'm the vegetarian. I'm here to share with you a tip for your cat friend to help your kitty companion get exercise and stretch and relax. Please think about getting him or her a scratching post. There is also cat furniture available online or in animal companion stores that have built-in scratching posts. You may like to inquire about the most eco-friendly and recyclable models. Making your own is also possible. Your fun feline friends will love it. Thank you for watching and thank you for being veg. Go green and save the planet. Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In world news, the Netherlands pledges 180 million euros to developing countries. The funds are part of an allocation of 540 million euros over 3 years for projects to improve health, water, transportation, and energy sectors. It is envisioned that this will help the disadvantaged improve their standard of living. We send our gratitude and God bless you, the Netherlands, for providing assistance to those in need. May many of our brethren be benefited by your generosity.
In cultural news, renowned Iranian poet and screenwriter has been suggested for the prestigious Hans Christian Andersen Award. Mr. Ahmed Rez Ahmadi has been nominated by Children's Book Council of Iran for the 2010 International Biennial Award. Mr. Ahmadi has had a strong influence on modern Persian poets. Some of his best-known writings include Rhymes Were Lost in the Wind and All Those Years. Congratulations on your recognition, Mr. Ahmed Reza Ahmadi. May Allah grant you many more inspired years to continue creating your beautiful works. Coming up, a new species of fish is discovered in Indonesia. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. More very cool news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a habitable world. In animal news, a new species of fish has been discovered in Indonesia. The frogfish was originally seen by scuba divers over a year ago. Dr. Ted Peach of the University of Washington, USA, had the fish classified as a separate species, giving it the name Psychedelica. The marvelous fish has tan and peach stripes that reach from its eyes to its tail. It has some unique characteristics, including a jumping manner of moving. Mr. Mark Erdman, a senior advisor to the Conservation International's marine program, said, "I think people thought frogfishes were relatively well known, and to get a new one like this is really quite spectacular." Our thanks, Dr. Ted Peach, and all those involved in the discovery of Psychedelica for this great news. May we find out about many more fantastic species in a vibrant and healthy ocean.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Good and Bad News.
The doctor said to the patient, "You know, John, I have good news and bad news for you." John said, "Okay, tell me the bad news first." The doctor said, "You're going to die in 24 hours. "My God," the patient said, "then what can the good news be to me? But tell me anyway." The doctor said, "Well, after that, you never have to pay hospital bills anymore. That's the good news."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
"Hi, I live in Yilan. We do not have cable TV at home and only loaded Zhonghua Telecom Multimedia On Demand, MOD. Now Supreme Master TV in MOD is on channel 35. Thanks for Supreme Master TV. We love you. Ben Lin from Formosa or Taiwan."
Happy Ben Lin. It's great to hear you have access through channel 35. May you have many hours of viewing delight. All the best to you and your co-citizens with heaven's blessings. We love you too. Wishing Formosa or Taiwan to be among the first to turn into a veggie land of compassion. With so many enlightened leaders and people, it is very possible. May that day come very soon.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish all life on our glorious planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
President Salva Kiir of Southern Sudan inaugurates the Child Act in accordance with the UN Convention, which requires legal recognition and assurance of the rights of children under the age of 18.
A group of telecommunication companies agreed to implement the 14,000-kilometer undersea cable network linking Southern Africa and Europe to improve internet and communication capabilities between the two continents.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said his country is open to talks based on honesty, fairness, and mutual respect ahead of discussions scheduled with the U.S. and other European countries.
Zambia's Red Cross Society aids those affected by floods in the country's Shangombo district by distributing blankets, kitchen sets, water containers, and purification kits, along with shelters and tents.
Formosa, or Taiwan, ratifies two international covenants and passes a law to implement them that will help ensure greater protection of human rights.
Mexicali Rose, a small trained guide horse, brings independence and joy to our new non-sighted companion, Mona Ramuni from Detroit, Michigan, USA.
Veterinarian Kathy Tucker from Washington State, USA, provides free care for animals whose human caregivers are currently unemployed.
Award-winning American musician Madonna donates $500,000 in relief funds for those affected by the recent earthquake in the Abruzzo region of Italy.
The United Nations envoy to Cyprus, Alexander Downer, affirms significant progress toward the island's unification following further negotiation talks between Greek and Turkish parties.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.